things, but they all meat.
Squash?
Type of potato.
Sweet potatoes, yellow or red, either one. I have seen them with white meat too.
Now, if you say potato, do you mean any particular type, or is that just any type of potato?
Potatoes? Well, if you say potatoes, you could mean Irish potatoes. You got to specify what it is. Irish potatoes or sweet potatoes, either one, because there's several different varieties of each one.
Well, some people will say, when they say potatoes, they just mean one, they just mean the other. And other people say
that. Well, you got to specify if it's sweet or Irish, one of the two.
What about the kind of vegetable that makes your eyes water? And what about the kind of young ones that you have to, might eat the whole thing, the green part and all?
Well, you call that chives, for one thing, then there's another one too. In fact, I got some wild onions growing. Have you ever seen the wild onions? There's plenty of them grow up in the woods up there. The little tiny ones, there is a bulb, but boy, the leaf will knock you down. It's really onion. Now, there's other things too. There's scallions and shallots and things of that nature. This is the onion family.
Are scallions and shallots different?
Yeah. And it's, I raised all of them right back there in my garden. But I got to where I couldn't eat them and they're kind of forming a gas around my heart. Just temporary. But I didn't, I love them. Oh boy, I really love them, but I couldn't eat them.
What about the kind of vegetable that frequently put in soup or gumbo?
Okay, we got, my wife's raising the first one this year you ever looked for. And scabs of it too.
Kind of beans that are, the seeds are flat.
Well, there's four different beans, but my favorite is the large limas. Boy, they're really good cooked with that fat back I was telling you about. Put four or five onions in them, about that big. Peel them, put them in, and it's about 3/4 done. That's good eating.
And to get them out of the pods, what do you have to do to them?
Shell them.
And what do you call the kind of beans that you don't shell, you just eat the whole thing?
Now, well, we call it, it was the kind we raised back there. We raised green beans, they're called, but the McCaslin beans or the Kentucky Wonders or string beans, numerous ones of them.
What do you call the outside, the covering of an ear of corn?
Shucks.
And what about the stringy stuff that's on the ear?
Hmm?
What about the stringy stuff that's on the ear?
We call it silk.
And what about the stringy or hair-like stuff that's on the stalk?
The hair-like stuff that's on the stalk?
Mm-hmm. On the top of the stalk.
Yeah. Really, I'm going to tell you. I know it because I have to go out and dust mine when it gets, just starts first coming on. It's not the... It has something to do with the pollination of it, I know. Because I've seen bees riding on it. I wouldn't call it flowers because I don't think it's a flower.
What do you call a kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob?
Sugar corn.
Sugar corn? Mm-hmm.